Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chester Elton is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-founder of The Culture Works, the co-author of What Motivates Me, Put Your Passion to Work. That's a new book that you wrote with Adrian Gostick, and that's one of how many, 20, 30?
10.
10, okay.
Something, and we think that's a lot, by
something
the way.
Under 30 that books that they've written, folks. And I'm pretty sure we've helped you launch every one of them right here on the show.
You sure have. We've been great partners, and we appreciate all your support.
And we're glad to have you here. We're talking about engagement, folks, and how do you do it? One of the things I was pointing out to them, to the audience, before you got here, Chester, is that just because an employee shows up, Don't feel like that this is one of the, I think this is one of the things that happens to small business owners. We're so focused on all the things we got to do that if we have an employee who shows up every day, they're reliable, they're consistent, they show up and they don't leave early, and they only take an hour for lunch, and they follow all the rules, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're engaged, does it?
No,
sometimes
we take that for
engagement. Define engagement for us so people can understand.
Well, engagement is a place where I believe what I do matters and I make a difference. So there's three key words there: belief, matters, and difference. And then we always add to that definition, and when I make a difference, it's noticed and celebrated. What I want to give your listeners this morning is three things that were present in every highly engaged workplace. We call it, engagement unlocked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our book, All In, we had a transferable model. We found there were seven elements. I'm only going to share three of them with you because they tie in beautifully to our new book, What Motivates Me, and they are these. Is first and foremost, what is your burning platform? Or sometimes we call it your noble cause. People want to work at a place where, like I said, they believe they make a difference. So not just what we do and how we do it, but why do we do it? How am I making a difference? How am I helping my community? Now, sometimes it's easy to connect the dots. You work at a hospital, you help save people's lives, things like that. You're a local business, small business that does whatever. Your noble cause can be supporting the community, creating good jobs in your community. So even supporting just the local, baseball teams or lacrosse teams, whatever they might be, being a good citizen, those kinds of things attract people that want to make a difference, and it engages them at work. So I'm not just selling stuff, right? I'm supporting the community. So number one, make sure you've got a noble cause. Number two is be very transparent in your communication. You mentioned it earlier. If we've got some things in business that are crisis,
mm-hmm.
Don't just make the executive decision. Do like you did. Say, hey, times are tough. We've got to be able to.
I need your help. What do you think?
We need your help, and that's very engaging for people.
But don't forget, Chester. That last question is critical. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let them be part of it.
Exactly. We looked at highly engaged employees, and one of the things they consistently said was, "My voice is heard. You asked me my opinion. I gave you my opinion, and we did something about it. Now I've got ownership. I've got mm-hmm. a voice." That's highly engaging.
And Chester, we got to say that what you just said, the opposite of that is the number one reason for 40 years, the number one reason why people leave.
Exactly right. My voice isn't heard.
Yeah.
I don't matter.
I don't feel
appreciated. And then lastly, and I know we're up against the time here, but is what we call the secret sauce, is when I'm engaged, I get what it is we do and why we do it, right? And you've asked me my opinion. I'm a part of the team. Is when I perform, somebody noticed and recognized me for it. They appreciated my efforts. Little things, verbal praise, a little shout-out at a team meeting, a handwritten note. And here's what's really interesting, Jim. A lot of good research being done, and we found it to be true. Some of the most powerful recognition you get in the workplace isn't necessarily from the boss. It's from your peers.
Or didn't cost you anything. Or didn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
I was standing around. I can tell you. I'm not going to say how long ago it was, but there's a whole lot of people listening right now who weren't alive when this happened. And and I was standing around at a bunch of people, and the big boss from way up higher in the organization came to town. We were all standing around, and there's probably 10 or 15 people standing around listening to the guy. He walked over and stuck his finger right in my chest and looked at my boss and said, "I want you to hire more people like him." He knew what I'd been doing, and I'm going to tell you something. That was decades ago, and I'll never forget it. It didn't cost him a nickel.
Exactly. Exactly. What, you know, are you looking for things going right as well as things going wrong? And have you empowered the whole team to recognize? You know, there's wonderful little mobile apps and stuff, and they're not tied to big catalogs or a bunch of stuff. It's just peer-to-peer recognition.
Yep.
Came across a really cool little company.
30 seconds.
PatOnTheBack.org. Look it up. It's really interesting.
Well, PatOnTheBack.org. Go ahead.
PatOnTheBack.org. And you know, Jim, you've got it exactly right. Why do we do what we do? Listen to my voice. Appreciate my efforts. Those are three key drivers of engagement. Mm-hmm. Makes a better workplace.
And if you and I still say the magic question is, what do you think?
Exactly.
And then
you
listen.
Nailed it, Jim.
It's amazing how far you can go. Hey, Chester, I need a website, please.
We're at thecultureworks.com, www.thecultureworks.com. Our books are available on Amazon and all at the airports everywhere. And if you really need the bulk order, my mom ordered 10,000 copies to put us on the bestseller list. She'll give you a great deal.
That's the reason they call him Big Time, Chester Elton. Thanks, Chester. Good job. Come back soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.